This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Remember that Sunoco spill? The guy that I think is a rising star going to be the Attorney General in Pennsylvania, Dave Sunday, has launched a criminal investigation into what happened there. He also wants Larry Krasner criminally investigated. I could add that up for what he's done to these people who were former prosecutors and a judge. We're going to ask Ryan Boyer, it's rare, the head of the building trades. And I enjoy that when he comes on. Last time he was on, he made quite a lot of news. He'll be with us at 2 o'clock today. Why are they not backing the incumbent? Why are they putting all those ground forces and money behind Judge Dugan to take on Larry Krasner? All right? It is not customary that this happens. It tells you how bad Krasner is, once again. And why there's a fighting chance to defeat him here in Philadelphia and make beyond national news. All right, phone lines, though, to get in, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Little tease on this. New CNN poll indicates who is it that self-described Democrats, you have to be a self-described Democrats, wants to lead their party because they believe this person best reflects the Democrat Party core values. Real big hits over the weekend, the Democrat brand.
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
Yeah. The party approval, record low, positive, only 27%. I know. How do they have 27%? They're caught between two different things. One, they reflexively, their base wants them just to oppose Trump on anything. Whether he's right, whether the country's behind him, which they are, on most of these things. And on the other hand, they don't want them to be supportive of these things. So they don't know what to do. They want to fiercely challenge. And at the same time, they recognize the country's not buying it. The country's not supportive of the things they're challenging on or the manner in which they're challenging. So self-described Democrats say the person that most reflects, and they may be right about this, of where they are, how bad it is AOC. Yep, that she finally has arrived at the top. Look, she is, in her own way, a compelling figure on their side versus Chuck Schumer. You could see that. She's a leader of the squad and has been for a while. But it's come to this. self-described Democrats say AOC is the one that reflects the core values of the Democrat Party. The first core value is to oppose Trump in anything that he does. We have a tell on another core value. Do not give in on the trans issue, no matter how bad it gets. Just don't give in on it. Fight to the death over it. That's what we want you to do. She's in that camp. Fight to the death. I'm going to play you some sound over the weekends of MSNBC wanting to know, and this is an example of where the Democrat brand is, what they want them to do. Are they going to fight Trump's internment policies? Bringing up the Japanese. Now, we all know who did that. Who is it that put Japanese Americans in vast internment camps, somewhat Italians in places in New Jersey, for example? Well, it was FDR, the all-time Democrat, arguably. More than arguably, he is. He is the all-time face of the Democrat Party. He's the one that did it. So this is cut 16. This is NBC, MSNBC's host Menendez to Jeffries, who's the head of the party on paper, at least in Congress, asking, what are you going to do about these Venezuelan and what's happening? And then I'm going to tell you what the Trump people are saying to the courts that is correct. John Yoo, big time attorney, Trump, yeah, Bush years, native Philadelphia. He'll be here on Wednesday. And we got a lot to, go through with him because he's dealt with courts in this manner. And I think I know what he's going to say, but I'll say it in a minute. Listen to this angle now. These are like the Japanese internment camps.
Senator Jeffries, President Trump just invoked the Alien Enemies Act to target Venezuelan nationals. We haven't seen this law be used to target a single ethnicity since the Japanese internment. What are you going to do to prevent the next Japanese internment and protect Venezuelans who call this country home?
Listen, we have a broken immigration system. We've got to fix it. We've got to fix it in a comprehensive and bipartisan way. And all of us within the Democratic Party, we oppose illegal immigration. We believe
that
if you're a violent felon, you should be deported.
No, you don't.
But we also can't go down this road that the Trump administration is taking us on and potentially deport American citizens, deport legal and lawful permanent residents, and break up law-abiding immigrant families who are contributing to this country. This particular law has only been invoked three different times in our nation's almost 250-year history. The War of 1812, World War I, and World War II. There's a reason why it's been limited in its application. Those circumstances do not appear to exist right now, and that's the reason why a court has halted the Trump administration's actions, and we're going to stand strongly in support of the rule of law and its application, which the Trump administration appears to be violating in this particular instance.
That's not going to be good enough for them. They want to hear about Japanese internment camps. So these vicious Venezuelan gangs. Here's the point. We went through this before. One federal judge, say here in Philadelphia, is not a co-equal branch with the presidency and the Congress. It's the Supreme Court that is the co-equal branch. So in this case, they were flying the weekly flyover of these Venezuelan gangs. Remember Martha Raddatz? Only one housing complex. Only one, J.D. Vance. They were flying them back to Venezuela. Instead, they ended up, they were over international waters. They took them to the prison in El Salvador, which is probably as bad as Alcatraz or a lot worse, it looks like to me. And that's where this is going to end up. And the American people are supportive of this. We're not going to have one federal judge ruling for the country. The Supreme Court has to wake up, work harder, jump into disputes like this so that America can know where the Supreme Court stands, rather than allowing these things to play out forever and causing chaos and misinformation. They ought to be involved in this right now. And it's this principle that we've gotten to. They're going to run out the clock. They'll have one federal judge after another time it out to try to block Trump on something like this. And then we'll look up and 4 years will have expired and we started all over again. This is what they're into. They are not co-equal branches of government. Their jurisdiction is the jurisdiction, the region they're in. You can make a case for that. But nationally, one judge can block a duly elected president and Congress acting on this. By the way, over the weekend, the story that intrigues me the most is Colombia, did Colombia shield people like Mahmoud and others that were here illegally, or even if they had a green card, were acting in the manner that we've been teasing out as far as these protests, blockades, vandalism, taking over buildings? So apparently they're on that. The Justice Department, the president's former attorney in the New York case, is Todd Blanche, over the weekend said, yeah, they are investigating Colombia to see if they're hiding people that were here illegally and people involved in these things, overstaying visas here illegally, etc. Colombia's got to be whacked again. I guess $400 million was not enough. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Now, great news economically, if we're using the egg as the metric, eggs on January 21st, by and large, were $6.55 a dozen. Today, across the country, several news organizations reporting the over and under is $3.45 a dozen. That's a net drop of 47%. Now, Charlie Gasparino, we love the guy from Fox News, Fox Business, market guy, will be here. This is all good news. You can see the things that are going on here that are moving the country forward. How about the tariffs? I'll ask him about that, though. Does he think they're going to be imminently gone? Or are we going to go through this for a while longer? He'll be here at 12:30. Scott Presler, of course, every Monday. And we'll talk to Ryan Boyer, the head of the building trades. You know, it's so unusual to see them out there in front with Judge Dugan against Larry Krasner. They're a powerhouse in Philadelphia. You saw what happened with the new arena, how that worked out. They drove it. But is Krasner still that difficult to beat? Based on what? What's the secret of Larry Krasner? You know, I've given you my theories. I think they're pretty accurate. And I understand why it's so difficult to beat this guy. All right. First, though, a side question today. I've never done this one before, strangely. St. Patrick's Day. Hit us with that all-time Patty, Pat, Patrick, any form of it. You know, I don't know a foreign language form of it. You might have one. I'm going to take off the board my all-time favorite. And I have the whole quote. I don't like just the quote out of context that he's credited with, because what he says before is just as important. And that is Patrick Henry. He just didn't blurt out, give me a liberty, give me death, give me another drink. He said, I know not what course others might take, but as for me, that's the buildup to this that gets me. Give me liberty or give me death.
Would have loved to be in the room for that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was with the Virginia militia as they were deciding the vote, whether they're going to go to war or not. I think in New England they already had, but here they needed some prodding. And that's when he said it. And that whole course of it, you're right. That's one I wish I were in the room to hear the quote, to see the reaction of people. All right, this could be real or fictional. I have a couple real ones. I'll save them. Henry, do you have one?
Yeah, so I'll take one fictional and one real. The fictional one I'm going to take. Everyone knows who lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Right.
But do you know who lives under a rock two doors down? It would be SpongeBob SquarePants' best friend, Patrick Starr.
Hey!
Okay, all right. Take that one off the board.
I don't know if there's ever been an answer of a SpongeBob character.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. Never.
I think I've used it once or twice before, maybe.
Okay.
But then the other one I'm going to take in honor of March Madness, let's honor a woman named Pat, the late, great Pat Summitt, head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers, who at the time of her retirement had the most wins in college basketball with 1,098.
She's the best female coach ever. She would take apart some of these others, really.
Well, I like how you couched that, because I got a question.
Yes.
You're taking Summitt or Gino Auriemma? Who are you taking?
Summitt. Better coach.
Yeah, because if Summit was still alive, she'd still be coaching. It's that simple. And she'd definitely have more wins than
Yeah, Gino. I think more intense, too. The other guy's
Absolutely.
Good.
Oh,
and
Gino's
he recruits
great.
Well,
local guy.
But Pat Summit's my... It's like Bobby Knight, not as brutal, but Bobby Knight. Mm-hmm. That type of thing. Dan.
I'm going to take one off the board, Dom. I had to strap this one down on my pack porch this past, or last night, because the wind was so strong. And this is coming from somebody else, just because I thought it was a great answer. But how about Patty O'Furniture?
Yes, that was Marcus Aurelius, right? Yes.
Were you that was where I was going there with that one, Henry?
Yeah,
that was a great
bit.
One on Friday.
What Patrick are you strapping down your porch?
Yeah, that's
That was Marcus Aurelius, yes. So Patio Furniture, going to take that one off the board. And how about Dom the Great from Star Trek, Patrick Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in Ranker, he was voted the most famous Patrick alive in the world today. I kind of doubt that. I thought there were a lot of Patricks. I mean, not that he's... Maybe top 50, but that's the most famous Patrick alive? Wow.
He has such a internet culture behind him that I wonder if that's what's driving it.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Egg price is down quite a bit. That's one metric. And this polling indicates how much on the ropes Democrats are. What's their best strategy? Well, the person that fits the core values, I would agree, is AOC. But the core values are losers. They're not going to win with that. They got to hope that people turn on Trump in some way, shape, or form. But Trump is flooding the zone with so many things that people obviously want. How's that going to happen? What is it that would be the trigger? And there doesn't appear to be anything, and they're getting nervous about the midterms already. All right, 855-839-1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. Patrick, Pat, Patty, something like that, real or fictional. At the end of your call, hit us with that today. Get your name into the hat. Okay, I mentioned several things about the eggs and also about, you know, the various measures that Americans are using to determine where Democrats and where Republicans are, including this new surge in which they're asking, how are you going to stop this Japanese internment? That's what's being done to Venezuelans. Now, obviously, this is ridiculous stuff, but that's where they're being pushed. And they sense that any number of things Trump is doing, he's checking boxes, he's moving forward on exactly what he promised, and more. So how are you going to move forward on this? How are you going to attack this? Well, one of the angles of attack is to go after Elon Musk and Tesla. Wall Street Journal, big article over the weekend. When people say, why does Tesla pay no income tax in the United States? And the answer is, if that's fully true, Green New Deal. All these breaks under Biden, Obama, Green New Deal. That's all they're taking advantage of, not anything through Trump. And over the weekend, several people on the center left made several points about Tesla. I don't like the look of the cars. You know, I don't see how it's worth it. Anybody has a Tesla, I'd love to hear from you. Where's the value there? I know they're well made. I know the engineering and all that. At the cost, et cetera, though, I'm just not there. Oh, someday I'm going to have a Tesla. There'd be any number of other cars that I would say, yeah, you know, that's something to aspire to. But people do. Is it the green part of it? The Teslas that are here in America. Now, obviously, they make cars in other markets, China, I think Germany. But the Tesla that you would get here in America is American made. Check. It's green. It's an electric vehicle. It's highly engineered. Everybody agrees with those things. But I'm reading over the weekend this woman that heads up Tesla takedown on the main line of all places. On the main line. Every weekend they show up at a dealer there, hundreds of them. And this weekend I told you over in Warminster, there'll be another protest. So are they really thinking they're going to, now the company has lost, and I'm going to ask Charlie Gasparino about that. How much of a hit has it taken, given all that's going on here? And are these people really that were going to buy a Tesla anyhow? I don't know who the Tesla, how they've sold so many cars, given the expense, given what I think is the inconvenience of the electric vehicle. Are these people with money? There's that many of them that are environmentally conscious, and that's why? But you have people on the left even destroying charging stations. They are crazed around Musk, maybe as much as Trump. It's gotten to that level. Right here in our area, it's a hotbed around us. So this polling that indicates where Democrats are, they want them to push back even harder against Trump. On what, though? What's the what that they want him to do that would push back on that? How would they align with that? That they think is going to win over other Americans. And that's very difficult. Do they want to stand still on the trans issue? Of course they do. Do it. I dare you. Continue to do it. Do they want him to stand with the guy at Columbia? Yes, they do. Do it. Now, you know, your instinct. These are both. I mean, Scott Jennings is making a huge living pointing these out every night on CNN. All the angles, all the things that go into this. Do you really want to go down that path? So what's the vulnerability with Trump? Well, some of them think it's Elon Musk, the persona of Elon Musk. So we're going to bring Tesla down. All right, but that's not the politicians that are engaged in this. Where does the Democrat Party go? They're now starting to attack Fetterman. They're starting to go back. I saw over the weekend this guy, Bulwark. It's an anti-Trump derangement syndrome guy. Saying, don't trust Fetterman. He's as bad as Biden, meaning mentally disabled. They're not going to go anywhere near him. So where do they go? What's the vulnerability? And there's not too much out there right now that is vulnerable, that they can cash in on. So that means they're going to get more extreme. The cut I played you. Japanese internment camps. Talking about these criminal gangs murdering Americans, taking over housing complexes. You're going to die on that hill and saying we're trying to deport everybody from Venezuela? Not going to work. All right, so 855-839-1210. You get a line right now. In fact, this is Cut 17. Here is the NBC News poll talking about the large number of Americans. This is an all-time rating for Trump. who believe the country is on the right track.
First of all, the mood of the country, this really jumped out. We ask folks, is it on the right direction or the wrong direction? That 44% you say right direction, that's up since November. And if that doesn't seem like a lot, the last time it cracked 40%, you got to go back to 2012. The last time it actually hit 44 or higher, January of 2004. Mm. So a lot of this is Republicans, but independents, that number is also up since the election on the direction of the country.
Okay, so yeah, that's exactly right. This is the highest that Trump has had. What's fueling it? Well, any number of things that are so visible, so change-oriented, that people absolutely want. They're willing to overlook then things that they may not want. And the federal government and the slashing of the federal government is something they want. Now, is there damage here and there that you have to be concerned? Yeah. But as an overall concept, people are looking at this and saying at long last, it's being disrupted. They want disruption. Now, that doesn't mean that's going to stay there, but where do Democrats go? AOC in the poll is the one that reflects their core values. And what are their core values? I gave you two. Defend people like the guy at Columbia. Defend the nonsense around trans in women's sports. These are core values. These are things they're willing to duke it out over. Argue over illegal aliens from Venezuela that are gang members and whether we're doing that right. All right, let's take a couple on the Patrick Patty. We'll have Charlie Gasparino from Fox News, Fox Business News, coming up in a few minutes. Let's go to Chris in South Philly. Hey, Chris, happy St. Patrick's Day. What do you have today?
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. Good afternoon. As we know, always bad things happen in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So,
Chris, are you feeling a little bit out there at St. Patrick's Day?
Patty's Pub from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, you want a pub crawl, and this is a
Yeah, Chris, how
here,
you
Chris.
Feeling? Are you out there enjoying the day?
Yeah,
what's going
already.
On
there? Yeah, it's very green of you, Chris.
No, I'm sitting in my bed. Drinking some whiskey right next to me. So.
All right, Deb. Well, that's a good way to listen to the show. I've never
Chris,
had that.
Get out to a bar, man. Come on.
Yeah, no, it's fine in your bed because you can't hear the radio there. Just, you know, whatever brew you're doing on St. Patrick's Day. It's only 12:26 and change, but somewhere it's 5 o'clock in the Western world.
It's accepted today.
Yeah, that's right. Now, how big of a holiday is this? Is over under a people? People are not off today.
No, I have a friend who's essentially taking off.
Yeah.
I mean,
so I'm sure
but
he's a 10%
He's literally
drop
like
off.
Half Irish, like his dad's from Ireland.
But of course,
so he celebrates this
is,
very
yes.
hard.
Yeah, everyone's half Irish.
See, the half Irish thing is fine with me. It's the people that try to claim 10% Native American on top of it. Where I'm Irish. I'm Native American. You know, these
one 1,024th?
Yes. Yes. Or like Elizabeth Warren. She's probably got a hundredth of a hundredth. You know, Elizabeth Warren was running for president, did the DNA test. It was under 1% Native American, if that. Under, clearly. She said it. And yet she still continued to run after it.
Yeah, it was 1,024.
Yes, which then we saw the figures of how many Americans could claim that, too. I would have said, look, you better not take that test. This isn't going to be good. And yet, still plunging right ahead. All right, Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, Dom.
Thank you, Joe.
And that wonderful saint was, in fact, Italian. We got to keep that in mind.
Nicely played. That's right.
Dom, this enablement that's been going on that's resulted in all these judicial overreaches is ridiculous. That's the chaos that's been created. And it is willful. It is willful.
Well, it is. And the way to straighten this out is to say these courts don't have dominion over the whole country. Only the Supreme
right.
Court does. The Inquirer, you know, I'll spare them any research. Just do that. Joe, what do you have today?
Well, my guy, and I never knew who he was. I knew he was always in Boss when I was a kid on the bottom of my Hot Wheels. And then I saw him on a cartoon on Saturday mornings at Henry Refresh My Memory, the Wacky Races, where you had Penelope Pitstop and you had Dick Dastardly and you had Professor Pat Pending. And then when you get older, you realize that protected our proprietary rights. I always thought it was a guy. I didn't know it was a it was a protectionary facet.
Gotcha. That's a good one. That's a good pat. All right. 855-839-1210. Charlie Gasparino next from Wall Street and Fox. Hey, looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue, improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure, overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, Dom listeners, you can take advantage of this special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-chew.com. Enter that code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal will not last long. Go to res-q.com right now and use that code MYENERGY, MYENERGY. Grab Rescue Orasine with the buy one, get one free saving. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements. All right, big issues, big guests, one of our all-time favorites. It's been a while from Fox News and Fox Business News and Wall Street and physical pull-up exercises. I never forget how many he does. Joining us on St. Patrick's Day, Charlie Gasparino. Charlie, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Did you know that St. Patrick was Italian?
Yes, we did. A guy before you just called. No surprise that a Gasparino. Charlie, I went to a high school where on St. Patrick's Day, there was a guy with a long last name, a counselor, and also Italian kids. It was Irish and Italian. Rough, Grays Ferry, Philadelphia, kind of a mix. They would all dress in black, like we were the mob suddenly on St. Patrick's Day. And the teacher did it, too. God.
Well, as I told my friend's father, Sean O'Malley, back in the day, when I told him that, Ed O'Malley, Sean was my friend. I said, Ed, St. Patrick was Italian. And he said, well, only an Italian can throw snakes out of a country.
Well, Charlie, exciting time to be Fox Business, Wall Street, and the like. We see egg prices down tremendously. You think for consumers,
they stopped killing the chickens, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think for consumers now that takes away a metric that was difficult for Trump and the Trump administration?
Well, I mean, yes, in some ways, but it wasn't his fault. And I mean, it was kind of a popular metric only because it was eggs and everybody eats eggs. But this trade war stuff, this tariff back and forth, if it does, if they do what they say they want to do, they're kind of all over the place. It's going to have some impact on prices. There's no doubt. And it's going to be more than just eggs. What I can't figure out with the Trump administration is until very recently, I really thought that tariffs was a means to achieve a goal, get them, meaning the trading partner, to lower their tariffs so we can get them all down to zero. But they kind of speak out of both sides of their mouth on this. It's like I hear Howard Lutnick on Fox the other day with my good friend Martha McCallum, who asked like great questions. Martha's not exactly a business reporter, but she asked like the best questions. Where are you going with this? And do you really think that tariffs can increase economic growth? And he said yes. Now, I just don't get that. I mean, he thinks we can help plug the budget deficit by putting on tariffs. I mean, yeah, you get some money from tariffs, but then they reciprocate with tariffs and they take some money away. I mean, it's a zero-sum game at some point. So I'm not sure where the Trump administration is going with all these tariffs. I think the evidence is that there's a lot of bluster here, though, and not a lot of tariffing, right? And I think that's why the markets are kind of stabilizing the last couple of days. They're kind of getting the feeling that, Trump, the administration might be putting out mixed signals about tariffs. Some, like Scott Bessent, said we want zero tariffs because that's why we're doing this, to equalize the playing field. And then Lutnick comes out and says, oh, no, we can grow the economy through tariffs. But when it really comes down to it, Trump is kind of like, he's using it to achieve a goal. and the goal, once the goal is met, he backs away. And it's I think that's why the markets are. What are they doing now? They were up at the open.
They're up a little bit. So you're not buying that. Look, I was on the show and didn't have a chance, and I'm not a business reporter. I would have jumped into the ring. The two hosts, I don't want to say the chat wasn't Fox, were just cavalierly saying, well, this is just a correction. You know, nothing to see here and all. And I'm looking at 401k. I look twice a day. I don't know about you. And I'm saying to myself, I don't think this is a correction. I think this is a force, to your point, of what's going on here. Will these countries capitulate? But in the short term, there's going to be some economic pain.
Yeah, I mean, short term, definitely. I mean, listen, if this is just a way to get them to do what we want in terms of lowering their tariffs, I think the markets adjust to that. I mean, overall, the economy is pretty strong. Still have corporate, and you look at corporate profits, and that's the mother's milk of the markets. They're still pretty good. We don't have a banking crisis. Our banks are strong, so they can lend money. We have a federal government that is in utter disarray with, gazillions of debt, which needs to be addressed. And that's kind of an issue that the Trump people are taking on. And Doge isn't the cure-all, but it's a step, a great step in that direction. So, I think there's a lot of positives here that are getting outweighed by the debate over tariffs and whether it's the Howard Lutnick tariff theory or the Scott Bessent tariff theory, and there's by the way, there's material differences between the two. If you really believe that tariffs are going to plug the budget deficit and bring up economic growth because it's going to shift all the jobs here, well, then, there's going to be, that's one regime. That's a very strong, heavy-handed tariff regime. But if you believe that we're doing these things because we want them to, trading partners will reciprocate to that, and it's going to be a massive transition. But if you believe that this is a means to an end, get everybody lower their tariffs, which I think the markets are starting to believe right now, this is transitory, as they say.
Right.
I know they said that with inflation, but it wasn't.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Look, I don't know either one of these guys, but I'll tell you from where I sit, just the eye test of this. The Secretary of Treasury, I think, is solid. The other guy, Les, would be more with the Lutnick guy. Every time he's out there, he's a guy, he's only the Commerce Secretary, Charlie, it seems to me, and he thought he was going to be higher, maybe the Treasury Secretary.
Oh, yeah, no, and there was a battle for Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, right, and he's out there saying stuff that I think Trump deep down would cringe at. I don't think Trump's gone that far on this stuff, ultimately.
He hasn't, not rhetorically, and certainly not in practice, because he's pulled back.
Right, right.
So maybe it's just Howard, freelancing and, kissing up to Trump because he wants to be Treasury Secretary in 2 years when Bessent's sick of it. I have no idea. I mean, I've known Howard for a long time. I personally like him. He's a tough Wall Street guy. I don't know Bessent. I know him by reputation. And he's a very, very smart guy.
Yes.
He understands capital markets. He understands trade. He's got the whole thing. And Howard created a really good firm from that was blown up. I mean, these are both really smart, intense people. But if you're talking economics, high-level economics, I mean, you got to go with Bessent over Howard. Dollars to donuts there.
Wanted to ask you, too, how severe are things hitting Tesla? And is it the type of thing where Elon Musk is going to have to pay more attention to the company? Or are these things just the left wishing that they're damaging him that much?
Well, I mean, I've written about this, that it's not the left at this point, but early on in his Doge thing, I followed the test. I noticed Tesla shares trading off, and I talked to some big shareholders, and they wanted him to spend more time with the company. And I did a story in the Post about it. I reported on Fox. This has taken a little different turn now. It's, since he's become so political and polarizingly political, so a lot of the people in his core, the core Tesla, audience would be, left of center. They're starting to take it out on him. I don't know. Here's the thing. Elon's got a lot of money to burn, number one. Okay, we should point that out. Tesla stock is still doing very well. I mean, it's off its highs, obviously, but it's still, mm-hmm. if you look at a long-term chart, it's done great over the last 5 years. The other thing is that the company itself, just from a pure P&L standpoint, has always been a little wonky, right? It's always traded much higher than, I mean, it's look at its price earnings ratio. You'll see it's pretty big. It's you would say it's trading well beyond its earnings. So maybe this is a reason to take some profits on the stock right now because you have all these political issues. Tesla always traded to me as if it was, you know, it was Amazon. Like, you know, there was a point in time when Amazon traded well above how much money it was making because it was the promise that it was going to be mm-hmm. this supermarket yeah. for all things, and it did happen. That so people who bet that made a lot of money, and I always thought Tesla was doing the same, was trading the same way. And if you're going to have a stock like that, it's always going to be volatile. I wonder if Elon cares, though. I mean, he is a guy at just another level, and he seems to, like, you know, enjoy some of this stuff, just to be honest with you.
Well, that plays right into what I was going to ask you. I have never met him. I've done a thing in the Oval Office with the president. When people say, well, why would you do this? Look at what you're giving up. When you get to that level, and you've seen this, people have all the money in the world. What's next? Well, power. There's nothing better than being president. But if you can't do that, if you're coming in and disrupting the federal government in this manner, it's unparalleled. That's got to be exciting, at least for a while.
Yeah, and it's not for nothing, but it's necessary, right? I mean,
yeah.
What was the one thing? If people run businesses, and people who actually run businesses, when they look at the federal government and how it's run and what we spend money on, they go nuts. And that's kind of what he's doing. I mean, he would never allow this type of spending and this type of waste at Tesla or Twitter. Remember, he came in, he just fired 90% of the staff because they didn't need him. They had so many people there working. So, you know, what he's doing is necessary. And to be honest, you know, I know people that banked him, like were close to him. They called him Crazy Elon, and, you know, not for nothing. He is a little out there, you know what I'm saying? And I just don't think he cares. I think he's just going to keep doing this.
All right. So
I think we should be glad. We should be thankful that he's doing
it. Oh, yeah,
too.
Without a doubt. Charlie, where do we find you? What's the best way? New York Post, I read you whenever you're there. Where else on a regular basis?
I'm on X. I post a lot on X, just, you know, musings and thoughts and scoops. I'm on Fox Business. I'm on Fox News. I'll be on at 3:50 today in Fox Business. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I write books, as you know, Go Woke, Go Broke, The Inside Story of the Radicalization of Corporate America. You can buy it on Amazon. So I try to be everywhere, even here in Philly.
You are. Well, Charlie, thank you. Always love having you on the show. Happy St. Patrick's Day, particularly
okay,
given St. Patrick's lineage, as you mentioned.
Yes. I'm eating the pizza right now.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie Gasparino here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, that's a pretty good encapsulation of where all this big stuff stands. By the way, of course, it's becoming more apparent that Elon Musk was able to reach the space crew. And I think the splashdown is tomorrow. And yet Joe Biden could not, with all the resources of the federal government. Could it be he would have had to turn to Elon Musk to do something like this? Didn't want to do that. So let them stay up there. I mean, it's pretty apparent. That would have been negative during the campaign, any point around there before that or whatever. Amazing. Tomorrow, the splashdown, and again, just another example of what Musk brings to the table. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us with a Patty Patrick right here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You know, it's said you don't just visit Italy, at Sicily. When you go to Sicily, you will fall head over heels in love with it. Reason, crossroads of civilization. You know, when this was proposed to Roe and me, I said, wow, this is different. We love Italy, and there's part of this in Italy. But Sicily, the Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all left their cultural mark. Then you have the sun, the sea, the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe and Sicily, and of course, Calabria this fall. When you head to Europe, there's only one group to go with, whether it's Italy or anyplace else. You know our buddies over at Conservative Tours. All this, $55.44, including airfare. The dining events we enjoy in Italy are the stuff of legend. You've heard me talk about it, Dawn, when she's been there. It's amazing what they put on. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. One phone number. Call them toll-free right now. They'll give you all the details that you want. Get your gang together. It's happening now. 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. We've kidded about it. It is truly amazing, though. Walking in the footsteps, the Godfather Tour. Visit the locales from all the films. The crown jewel of Italy has to be Taormina. So I'll see you there. I'll see you at the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. It's ancient, charming, picturesque, and always a country within a country. I will see you in Savoca, but do call now to make that happen. 888-733-9494. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. Pat, Patty, Patrick, hit us with one of those real or fictional. Get your name into the hat. All right, you heard Charlie Gasparino. That was pretty good insight into what's happening, where Trump is. I'm just wary of this Lutnick guy every time I see him. Seems to be jumping ahead of everybody else here, and every time he speaks, we see more problems. The markets are starting to stabilize, at least the last couple of days, though. That's good. All right, we have that going on at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk with John Toomey, the dad of Sean Toomey, 15-year-old killed. Remember that story in Mayfair? The height of Larry Krasner letting people loose, etc. So much so that Mayfair turned out by the hundreds, if not a thousand, to support. And still, we don't have the trial. Today was supposed to be the start of it. We're a little unclear on that. Just another example of the damage that this guy has caused. Let's go to Dennis in Brigantine. Dennis is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dennis. Afternoon. Hi.
Dom, my couple of opinions are the number one law for being liberal is anti-patriotism. One of the most disgusting displays of anti-patriotism was the lapel pin that Kamala Harris used to wear. I don't care what the memento meant to her. Mm-hmm. She was out there promoting America. That was the most disgusting lapel pin I've ever seen. Indoctrination is a real problem in this country through the school systems. Radnor Township High School keeps coming up as number one. Remember, they were the Raiders, which was extremely popular. That school system there, that school board took away the radar and replaced it with the Raider and replaced it with something else, indoctrination. There's no reason to remove a symbol like that other than indoctrination. Hal Radner keeps coming up as number one is unbelievable to me. But you have to follow the money, too, Dom, in everything. Hillary Clinton went from Arkansas to New York State Senator, United States Senator. She's a carpetbagger. She went strictly for the money. I am so excited that Trump is involved. Could you imagine where our minds would be today if Kamala Harris and Waltz was in the White House today?
Yeah,
it would just be turmoil.
The contrast is startling. It would be worse than the Biden years. Dennis, who's your Pat?
I'm not sure if it was my friend Pat or our friend Pat from Saturday Night Live.
Ah, that's right. Yes, I have to look that up, which one it was. Great character from Saturday Night Live. Okay, we're going to talk with John Toomey. And we have another example or where Democrats still are not getting it. Now it's this Rhode Island doctor or this doctor trying to come into the country on a visa with all these sympathetic photos, et cetera, of Hamas in her cell phone, and she has now been sent back to Lebanon. In other words, you're not even here yet. When you're coming in visa, we're going to be apprehensive if you're a big fan of Hamas. We don't need you in this country. You want to die on that hill, Democrats? Apparently they do. How dare you? Why can't you be a fan? And this is not just any day. This is post-October 7th. Do we need people coming into the country on a visa, which is up to us, that are supporters, sympathetic to, glorying Hamas? No, I don't think we do. And we're going to figure out a way to keep them out of the country. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Want to die on that hill? All right, we'll talk with John Toomey coming up. And, oh man, Henry and Dan, start practicing the Palmer method. Pennsylvania, I get, but New Jersey now, and these are Democrats, they believe kids ought to be taught cursive in schools, and guess who's against it? The NEA and the NJEA. Can you imagine these people? Would it kill you to let them be able to write their own name? Well, you know, it's technology today. They're not going to. What in the world is going on? We don't have any time. You know what? Make time. And if your kid wants to print and be a moron, continue to do it. Sorry about that. That's what it comes down
to. It's not like we're spending extensive hours on cursive every day. Yeah. It was like the first like 15, 20 minutes of every day.
Exactly. It could be 5 minutes, you know, and your handwriting could be as bad as mine.
Yeah. Mine's terrible.
I wish we could put that up on YouTube. If captured, you would never be able to figure out what I'm saying. I might not either. All right. 855-839-1210. Big 1 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.